Hey, podcasters, very special for you today. Got Bachelor Girl.
Yeah, really good.
So
just
good.
Give us a bit, Ed.
I walked into a bus.
Under a bus.
Under a bus.
I got hit by a tree.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it felt so good. I want to do it again.
I like how committed you are, even though you shit. It's amazing.
I love that. And most notes were hit there, which wasn't
all
too bad.
All of the notes were hit, Grant. All of them.
Yeah, they're still recovering.
Yeah, the notes don't know their name.
Poor notes.
They've requested their mother. We don't know what's going on.
The notes are under the concussion protocol at the moment.
They've got the defibrillators out. It's on.
Those notes. You know, I've got a number of singing stories at some point for you all.
Oh, shit.
Are you a karaoke master?
I've got a number of singing stories.
Right, tell them all. Not now.
Not now.
Yep. thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. There's some stuff. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Top of the morning. It's 6.0. Well, it's just gone 6.02. I wouldn't be a liar. Lovely to see you both. M, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
Mr. Grant Denyer, how are you?
Had a tremendous weekend with the troops. Feeling fine. I hope you're well.
Now, did you say troops? Because on the front of the TV guide,
good,
in all of the national papers, you are dressed as Maverick from Top Gun.
That's affirmative. That's affirmative.
I'd say Iceman.
Well, no, it says Maverick on his little hat.
Oh my God, I didn't. Give me
you
that.
You didn't pick up that kind of beautiful detail.
I neglected to see the back.
You guys weren't supposed to cotton onto this until like midweek, so I don't know why you've got it right now. I know it came out only hot off the press yesterday, but this is a little something that I did a little while back that I'm slightly proud of.
Joel, are you nude under this fly suit?
Yep. 100%.
Wow, because that zip is quite far down.
I can see his cockpit.
I can see his cockpit. Where's your dog tags, though? Where's your little necklace?
Where's your neck tag?
Yeah, that's true. I'm missing that kind of movie detail, aren't I?
But you've got Maverick on your... I'm loving Edgy Denyer. No smile.
Is it the shiny aviators in my hand? Are they also just noticed? I'm just fiddling with them. They're not just holding them in my hand.
Mm. I'm loving it. I'm loving is that I can't see nine rows of teeth like I normally can when you're in a photo. So I'm loving that.
We're going to put that up. It's in front of the TV. You've probably got the TV guide if people still get it. But we're going to put that up because this is the new aeronautical Grant Denyer.
Hashtag new brand.
Hashtag
just
new
quietly.
Brand.
Yeah, wife saw it and things are going all right in the Denyer household, if you know what I'm saying.
Number three on the way. Call it
Hello.
Maverick. Call it Goose.
Goose.
Goose Denyer.
Goose Denyer.
That would be amazing.
Why not?
Goose Denyer. But you just told me what Michael Caton's child's name is.
Yeah, Michael Caton, a.k.a. the dad from the castle. He's got a son, and his son's name is Septimus.
Septimus.
S-E-P-T-I-M-U-S. Septimus Caton.
It sounds like a Transformer.
It sure does. And a lethal one, too.
Because they're both. What it means.
What do you call that, doll? Sorry, I had to.
They're both in the underbelly files, the chopper that's coming, which we are going to have to talk about at some point. How do we feel about this chopper? Well, it's worth. How do we feel about.
Nothing's going to beat Banner.
They're calling it the Untold Story. And as a mate of mine pointed out on Twitter, the 12 books, the movie, the stage show. Feels pretty told.
Hey, I'm pretty pumped. We've got Bachelor Girl coming in to see.
I got hit by a tree.
What's the other one that you just discovered? I'm going
to give
permission
myself,
to shine.
Shut up. Permission to shine.
Beautiful. He really got into that heartfelt.
He closed his eyes and he really hits the big notes. Oh, yeah. I love it when he does. That goes in the zone.
They're coming in to perform live. That's enormous. We're going to talk some Winter Olympics, but it's Make It Rain Monday. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
Watch the sunset over the Harbour Bridge at Opera Bar. We've got $200 Opera Bar cash for every single person we speak to today.
That's a good place to go.
Right on the eve of Valentine's Day, you can't say fairer than that. So we'll start it off with What's the Superior next. Today FM.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
And today it is...
What's the superior snack to take to the movies? Mm-hmm. Now, this has always been a controversial one for me because my parents are baby boomers, so we used to have to be forced to sneak in no-brand lollies.
No.
We'd go shopping and get black and gold labeled jelly babies and stuff because we're not paying for those scooping.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, now I think about it, they're just a chock full of gastro, those help yourself lolly things at the movies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they can be problematic.
They're just chock full of gastro. But my superior snack, I'd still to this day like to BYO the savoury portion of the meal. So I like to take in maybe some leftover pasta.
You're kidding me.
No.
Actual meals.
Yeah. Like, so what I do is I take an extra, because I feel super guilty about it, right? I take an extra big handbag. And if I got busted with this contraband, I feel like they would, like the little pimply kid, Darren, would drag me away and hold me in the disabled toilet, lock the door.
And do you sort of give it out, like, to the kids?
Oh, yeah. I'm the mummy sitting there handing out black bowls. It's like we're on a picnic.
Oh, man.
And then I'd like to get dessert at the movies. Yeah. Right? So my superior snack to take in is, oh, look, I'm happy to do it. It's 2018, guys. I'll take in some sushi. I'll just take him. Not salmon, because you said I'll get tapeworms, so I'm never eating salmon sushi again because I don't want bum worms.
Yeah.
But if I take a nice little cooked tuna sushi, just hand those out. The kids have that. And I'm healthy. I'm great. I'm a good mum.
But don't they sing out for, where are they at with lollies? Are they singing out for lollies on the way in?
Oh, yeah, no. I'll save the lollies. I'll let them buy some lollies, but I'll put in my little handbag to have after savoury.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll do
second course.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I'll do a little ice cream.
Little
ice cream. Yeah. And if I'm in gold class, I'll get a sundae the size of my head.
Yeah, that's living. That is. What about you, Grant Denyer?
I can't believe we're even debating this. So both of you don't do popcorn?
Oh,
yuck!
Boring.
What?
Nah, it makes you thirsty, and you get all.
Yeah, that's why you get like a drink that's about 8 liters, and and you sit there and then just hope that you haven't finished it prior to the movie even starting.
That's why you have to go to the toilet. I hate having to get up to go to the toilet during the movie.
Oh, hang on. I will wet my pets.
I hate it.
I will not leave.
Yeah, you're in for the long haul. You don't want to miss any crucial details. So I know what you're talking about.
And they need to put a toilet in the cinema so I can still see the screen.
I agree. Little funnels. Little funnels.
I think the audio from that toilet might kind of put off the rest of the people watching the movie.
It would be amazing.
It's funny. I can hear it raining, but I can't see anything on the screen.
No popcorn. What are you taking?
No popcorn.
Eduardo?
You got to sit there and popcorn. It's got to look like I've been in a snowstorm when I've been eating popcorn. Like when I get up, there's just the shape of my backside and this kind of just like white dust. For seats, for another three seats sideways.
Sounds like the Logies.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of event is this?
You and Stefanovic sitting at the same table together.
Because he loves popcorn.
He does.
I believe.
Hey, he's edgy Denny now. He's not smiling on front covers of things. Who knows what's going on?
He knows. I believe that the best snack that you could take to the movies.
Here we go.
Is a chocolate of your choosing because people go the box of Maltesers, but they're just too expensive.
Oh, honey.
Same box. Yeah. Bought outside.
Okay.
That's why.
Wow.
Ready? Here's some Scoopla.
Oh, jeez.
Have you noticed that movie cinemas are never close to supermarkets, very closely, right next to supermarkets or little convenience stores?
Because they don't want you to buy it cheaper.
Next time, you have a look, because that's what they do.
Okay, well, here we go.
Is that where the majority of their profit is made, I wonder?
Margin is, but it's still tickets. So, okay, 13-10-60, what is the superior movie snack? Mm-hmm. More unusual, the better. Make it rain Monday. Everyone's going to get themselves $200 opera bar cash. Em, you went to the movies on the weekend.
I did. I'll be talking about it later. I saw Lady Bird. So good.
Yeah, it's up for Best Picture.
I'm making my way through those.
You're doing a really good job of that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting to see Saving Private Ryan, so I'm a little bit behind.
But I was, I thought, actually, as I was getting my pre-movie snack, I logged it. I'm like, what's the superior tomorrow morning?
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to take in my own savoury and then get a sweet there.
Yeah, I think that's a really good system. Because movies are getting longer. You've got time for a three-course meal.
You do.
Monica. Yes, mate.
When you wander into the vortex of like your high-end, gold class kind of cinemas, do you go get sucked in to all of a sudden you recline that chair back, you start ordering things
like you're
laying out a meal for the king, and all of a sudden you start going, is this food just tastier or am I just here?
Oh yeah, I'll pay $50 for a sundae.
Yeah,
I'm too tired to buy anything. I'll BYO sushi, but I will pay $50 for some ice cream.
That's true, isn't
pork
it?
Belly, premium lager, I'm in. $200 later, what happened?
So true.
Monica from Hornsby, the superior movie snack is...
Good morning. Nothing beats a block of Cadbury chocolate, and I'm talking about the big one, not the snack size one.
The family size.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah, that's it.
What are you going to wash that down with, though, Monica?
Oh, chocolate milkshake. Oh, you get that from the supermarket as well, though, like the oat milk.
oat milk. See, Monica? You're living a real life. Well played. $200 opera bar cash for you.
As I was driving through Sydney, and I saw a guy standing on the side of the road, and this was mad respect. There's nothing to do with it, but just think about sugar. He was eating straight from a jar of Nutella washing it down with a 2 litre Big M chocolate milk.
Wow.
So he was standing on the corner.
That's a lot of dairy.
Straight Nutella right. in his mouth and then sculling it. And I just, right. out the window.
Yeah, right.
Total disregard for health. Total and utter public
what
disregard.
What time was it?
Oh, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And I was just looking at this guy going, what an adult, what adulting. Yeah. That is adulting at its finest.
Just doing a Big M in summer alone is just high risk
it
in my
so
opinion.
It was so hot, yeah.
Patrick from Epping. The superior movie snack is?
It has to be Fantails. It's the movie-based snack.
Oh.
But you can't read the wrappers in the dark has always annoyed me. I used
Good
to have
point.
To save the wrappers.
True, but you've always got plenty of time in those ads and the previews at the start to fill in.
That's true. And it is Fantails. People, I don't know if people, it's pretty an old-school lolly, but they got trivia on, movie trivia on the little fan, on the wrappers.
Yeah, I make necklaces out of the wrappers.
Well, it's great.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
you. I cannot be the only person that did this. I rip the Fantail into like a spiral, and then you join them all together and you get a Fantail necklace.
Yes, I do remember doing that.
Oh, what do you know?
Eduardo Cavalli.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Would it surprise you that I only figured out and found out what the term Fantail means only 12 months ago?
Well, tell us.
Well, no, you know what they mean. They're tales about fans or about movie stars, and I didn't realize. I didn't make the connection.
Oh, I don't think Ed did either until just then.
No, I was hoping it was something else. Oh. Yeah, because I thought that, I was like, I knew that. I was hoping it was going to give me like an incredible fact. Kate from Pimble. Kate, the superior movie snack is?
Hi, guys. Definitely hot chip chicken salt. Can't go past it.
I've never been brave enough to do a hot chips because I'm just afraid they'll sniff it and I'll get busted and taken into security.
Honestly, people love it. I was in the movies last week watching Greatest Showman, and this old bloke next to me with his wife, and I just said, hey, guys, do you want one? And they tucked in.
You're making friends.
I love the offering of the hot chips.
They smell it, and they get jealous, and then when you offer it, you just can't pass it up.
No, that's good respect to you, Kate. Annika from Emu Plains, the superior movie snack is?
A roast chicken dinner.
Okay, mad respect. Talk me through it. I'm excited. This is something I'm going to aim for. Talk me through it.
I think it's so down your alley.
Yeah. Tell me.
So me and my boyfriend, we're a bit of like the gym junkie type, so we need our protein, especially at the movies. Yep. So I make us a nice roast chicken dinner with potatoes and veggies. Before we go in, we foil it up so it's still nice and hot, and we just dig in.
I love that. Oh, my God, so much respect for you right now. That is next level.
Do they sell gravy at the concessions? Annika, you win.
They need to.
You win, Annika. Tickets to the Sydney Comedy Festival Gala. This will be so good at the Sydney Opera House on Tuesday the 24th of April. A lineup of comedy legends for one big night of fun, the Sydney Comedy Festival Gala. It's the 24th of April at the Opera House. It's going to be an absolute belter. But everybody else, because it's Make It Rain Monday, is getting themselves Opera Bar, Watch the Sunset over the Harbour Bridge at the Opera Bar. It's Australia's best beer garden, but $200 in Opera Bar cash for everyone that we speak to today.
That was a credit bonanza. You're a good boy.
I can keep going.
let's hit out.
Let's get out of here.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Oh, they're back all right. Yes. The Today FM Black Thunders are back. Better than ever. They're back on the streets. And to celebrate, you've got a choice. You can go to todayfm.com.au and you say, I'd like to get picked up and driven to wherever you want in the morning in one of three cars, the M. Ruciano, the Grant Denyer, and the Ed Cavalli. Mm. Now, today, we're picking up Jen from Castle Hill in the
M. Ruciano!
Yes, we are.
Can I tell you the car elements that are involved
Hit
in
it.
My car? Hot pink metallic curtain, copies of my best-selling memoir, Try Hard, Tales from the Life of a Needy Average Achiever.
Right.
Unicorns, feather boas, strawberries, croissants, scones with jam, and confetti cannons.
Cannons in the car.
Correct.
Are you sure about it? Have we checked that one?
This is so exciting. Yeah, so if you want to get picked up by the M. Ruciano, you can request to be, obviously.
It's 6:30. If you're in the car, in M's car, at 6:30 you get a coffee and That's Life magazine.
Oh, no, I love That's Life.
I know you do. Yeah. And then at 7:30, this is where it really kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Manny and Petty. What?
Manny Manicure.
Oh, Manny and Petty from Medi Spa, North Sydney.
Oh, good on you, Medi Spa, North Sydney. You know, I love my nails.
I know you do. They always look nice. Yes, they do.
So Yes. When the glitter cannon goes off inside the car, stop. I'm just concerned about maybe the eyes of the driver at that particular point.
Nah, no one's moving at that time in Sydney. You'll be going 3 centimetres every hour. It's
gotcha,
fine.
Gotcha. It's all good.
Lucky Jack is the wrangler of the car. Lucky Jack, come in.
Morning. We're here. We're in Castle Hill.
Oh, yes. No, this is another lovely part of the world, Castle Hill. And you've got Jen there. Please put Jen on.
Okay. Here, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Jen, how's my car looking, doll?
Amazing. It's definitely made my Monday morning because I was not looking forward to going to work this week. So it's definitely going to make a change.
Tell me all about it. Is it looking really like, is it being zhuzhed on the inside? Have you got everything you need?
It's extremely M to a T. So there's a lot of feather boas in here.
Amazing.
Great. That you mentioned. There's a unicorn in here as well. Good. So it's really exciting.
Is there anywhere to actually sit, Jen? Yeah. Can you,
Jen, I want you to know I pushed for someone, a topless waiter, to serve you your croissants, but they told me that was sexist.
Oh, that's what I'll fix for that one.
Oh, well, okay. Well,
yeah, granted, he would have done it, so that's tomorrow's enticement.
with that much stuff inside Ames, it does sound like a fire hazard. Sounds fun, but it does sound like a fire hazard in there.
Let it be noted, my car was the most requested, so whatever, guys.
Okay.
I'll just sip my tea because I've got nothing else to say.
Didn't realise it was a competition.
It's always a competition, Danya. Okay. Everything is a competition.
Now, Jen,
how do I get a gaming console in mine?
You can. We'll get Danya a Mega Drive, please. Hey, Jen, we will catch up with you a little bit later on. Jump in the M Rusciano and enjoy a luxurious ride to work with everything you could desire.
Thank you, guys.
And if you want to get on board too, todayfm.com.au, we are putting these cars out every single day to take someone to work this week. And, hey, there are two other vehicles, the Grant and the Ed. You can see the details are on there. They're good vehicles.
Oh, what's
as well.
In your car? A set of steak knives?
No, we've got...
plasticed out. You got some polos hanging in the back.
We've got Kraftwerk playing.
What do you got, mate?
There's,
do you have plastic sheets just over the seat just to keep them protected?
Only the back seat there. There's a lecture. You get in.
Great.
Bowls.
Hey guys.
Intro I've not heard before.
So on Saturday night, I'll tell you, I had a weekend of sport.
You did.
God, Friday night I went to see GWS versus Carlton.
Yep.
Well done, ladies. Tough match. Torrential rain at Dromoyne. It was crazy. There was lightning. And there was lightning on and off the field, if you know what I mean. People were carried off. It was really hectic.
Yeah, jeez. I did see some of that game, and it looked like it was tough.
It looked like
there was a lot of heavy contact going on in the AFL women's game at Dromoyne Oval.
It was so good. And then Saturday night, I went to see Sydney FC versus Melbourne City.
And this is because?
Because my daughter, Odette, was playing in the halftime performance.
That's cute. So excited.
Yep.
Arnie grows up, and he's a sports type. I am so excited for him to be... Halftime was a great moment for you.
Yeah, it was. Like, she was Justin Timberlake, guys. She was halftime.
She pulled someone's nipples. Performance. Oh. She exposed a nipple.
Is it technically entertainment? Yeah.
Right. Well, and you don't even have to be particularly sporty. But I do want to say Sydney FC won 4-0.
They killed them.
It was top of the table versus third.
Yep.
Melbourne City controlled the play early. I'll tell you, they had 90 shots on goal. There's one little number 14 from Melbourne City that needs to calm his farm.
He's a precocious young talent, and
no one likes him.
Make a name for himself so that he may perhaps can move on.
Yeah, he looks like he's a solo player. Does not want to pass. I'm yelling, pass the ball, you hog.
it's so funny how quickly you become.
No one likes a hog.
Someone like a shouter at a game.
Yeah, 100%.
Like if I go to a game, I used
to. Oh, you maggot! He's been doing it all night, Red.
You maggot!
I'd have to go to Roosters games because all my mates growing up went for the Roosters.
Yeah.
So I'd have to go and watch the Roosters endlessly, and I'd get there sort of arms crossed, like I don't care about this. And then a minute in, you'd be like, Rickardson, you muck! What did you do? You lay a tackle?
You know what? You know what the women's AFL night games have ruined for me, though? I was yelling out, you chartreuse maggots! Because they wear bright green.
They do wear bright green.
Anyway, so it was very frustrating. Number 7 for Sydney FC is also an antagonist.
Zulo.
I mean, he was right up in that guy's grill.
He is in his grill. Michael Zulo, former soccer good player.
Yeah, it was great. Anyway, then finally, the soccer performed. I mean, I was just waiting for halftime, to be honest. And then my daughter ran out and you could easily tell which one my kid was because she was just dancing to the music they were playing while the rest of the game was going. But then would run in and kick a goal. She kicked three goals, Eduardo.
Three goals? Are you kidding me?
So she's just, she's there. You just see, she's like doing body rolls, right?
That's mega.
And then the team are all doing the hard work. And then Odie's a foot taller than everyone else. And she noticed the ball was near her. So she comes and she dribbles and she's just booting it.
Yeah. Yes.
Then she cartwheels.
Did she celebrate?
Yeah, to anyone at the game, you would have known my kid's celebration involved a cartwheel.
Oh, that's great.
And I did have to say to her, please don't pull your top up over.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a great night, have I all.
Just very quickly, you, Em, spent the weekend going to sport and going to the movies.
And I feel like we swapped lives.
When you came in today and you told me all the things you'd done,
yeah.
I was like, man, Em is living a... And you've got a...
I'm just living my best life.
You've got a tour starting this Friday. And Grant, you said that you went out with you hung out with your family, you went on bike rides...
Went to the circus. Aww. Yeah, it was just maxed out Denya family adventures. It was magnificent.
What'd you do,
Led? I'm a full-time nurse, and my wife sadly has broken her ankle.
Don't love that.
And she's in a lot of pain, the poor little thing. Mm. And so she's on the couch with her foot up.
In a moon boot.
In a moon boot with some ice. And she's got the little bell. For what she wants.
Does she have an actual bell or phone sound?
No, she has her voice.
I have a sound on my phone to call Scotty.
Can I hear it? Bring it up while I'm banging on, Grant. So what happens is that she can sense when I'm one step out of the room. So I'll get step out of the room where she is and I'll hear, and I'll turn back around and I'll go, what is it? And at first she was being all like, I was wondering if it was possible if you could, get me, a cup of tea or if you could get me a coffee. And after a while, she just was holding up her cup, still watching Netflix.
Didn't even bother to adjust her eyeline to yours.
All right, here's the noise. We got the noise?
Oh, what does that mean? That's quite what sophisticated.
Oh, that means come, Scotty. Yeah.
Give us another bell. Yes, ma'am.
Probably easy to just yell out, Scott.
How can I help you?
I've got to rest my vocal cords, guys.
Hey, I'd imagine Tiff doesn't probably cope that well with being, laid up because she's such an active, physical, hardworking.
A hectic video.
Oh, so did I.
You and her.
Training?
She's in her bloody moon boot.
I know.
And
this
I'm
is
like,
full on.
Mate. Have a rest. You've just had a baby and you've hurt your foot.
She went and did a workout sitting down and I had to. And every now and again.
You look terrified, to be honest.
Well, I was because I was in the other room with the baby feeding him some solids. He's having a little tiny bits here.
Aww.
And so I'm sitting in there with him and he's, I'm like, yes, I know. It's lovely. And he's sort of spitting. And he's got this thing now where he's blowing raspberries. So he goes, and he's.
Amazing.
He's blowing raspberries, but he's doing it when he's eating his food.
Good.
So it's going everywhere.
That's cool.
So I'm covered in, covered in baby spit and baby everything, and I hear, Ed.
Or you.
No, I have to run into the other room and hold her hands as she does, like, 1 foot.
Sit-ups, punches. I saw punches. Lunges.
I've never seen an exercise bike used with the hands on the pedals.
She's sitting on the ground.
Trying to do an upper body workout, but can't actually sit on the bike.
Yeah, she's sitting down. She's sitting down doing this thing, and so I go, I've got to go. And she goes, what? And I'm like, your son is currently...
You're just a busy working mum. I don't know how you do it, Ed. You've got baby spit on your shoulder. You're trying to live your best life.
I need some me time. So badly.
You need to go have a mani and a pedi. You need a spa treatment because everyone's just take.
I have to get the gals together.
I don't know how you do it.
Thank you. The Winter Olympics, they're on, okay?
We mocked openly last week, but I have to say over the weekend,
you got into
the
it.
Figure skating.
You've changed your tune pretty quickly.
Majestical. They are those men, their bottoms, the whole situation, the costuming, the makeup.
The pageantry is beautiful.
The pageantry, you guys, this is the Olympic Games. You know?
No, that's true. Like, you do forget that.
And I have to
say... Channel 7 tells you every 4
seconds.
Yeah,
pretty much. And you know what happens to me? Like, I become an instant expert. I'm like, oh, that triple axle was rubbish.
Yeah, you do.
While I sit there in my tracksuit pants...
It's true, isn't
eating
it?
Chips off my boots. Yeah. I'm like going, oh, that was a... Look at you. Bend knees. Send her off.
You have disgraced the good name of Belarus. Now, Grant Denyer, you haven't seen a second of it.
No, not yet.
Too busy watching himself on every show on Channel 10.
Oh, you're right.
Just back off.
Pretty hectic schedule.
Trying to put food on the table. It's all right.
The biggest stories coming out of it. There was meant to be, there's been a wardrobe malfunction in the ice skating.
Yes.
A female's apparently outfit had fallen off.
Not really.
But it didn't fall off at all. That's not a wardrobe malfunction.
It just broke a bit.
It just broke
in
a bit.
What sport?
Ice skating. It is distracting though. It would be distracting.
But nothing happened. No. Now, no Australians have got a medal yet. I did stop watching a little bit when I turned on. And you know, the Olympics has this way of sucking time out of your life where you look up and you've been watching for half an hour.
Yeah.
And I realised I'd been watching 45 minutes of moguls qualifying.
Ooh, moguls qualifying.
Now that is time I'm never going to get back. Yeah. If you have seen one moguls run, yes. Yep. You have seen them all.
Correct.
Someone bounces down to...
Is that the jaunty knees?
Yeah, bad knees.
Yeah,
I call it the arthritis. Yeah, the arthritis show.
100%.
And then you flip up in the air, then...
What makes a good mogul run?
Well, sadly, I know now.
Yeah, so what are you looking for?
Tight turns. You got to have... The reason they have the discoloration on their suits on the knees is so that the judges can see that there's not too much knee separation. And you want to go fast, but not too fast. Yeah. And the worst thing you can do in moguls is to straight line.
Oh!
Yeah, you must got to be hitting moguls as many as you can.
Now, are you? Now you're an expert, are you, Kenya?
My favourite part is that the Winter Olympics reporters' water-based makeup is freezing on their face.
Because it's so cold.
Yeah, so the BBC reporters, the makeup artists have been using water-based makeup, and what's happening is it's been minus 23, and the makeup is turning into icicles on their face. So when they try and talk, they can't move their face because it's cracking from ice.
That's pretty good. Now, the other big...
You've got another big story.
Well, this is it. North Korea. North Korea has... They're part of the joint team. Now, they had an unfortunate 8-0 loss in the women's ice hockey.
Oh, that's not going to end well for those athletes.
Have those families been checked upon? Are they...
Yeah. Okay. Are their welfare okay?
Have we checked if they're...
It's not a country you want to lose
for. Does the village still exist?
The cheerleaders, they've got a cheer squad.
Oh.
So if you haven't... There's such thing as a North Korean cheer squad, and you'll see them. They're on our Instagram. You'll see them everywhere today, probably over the weekend. They're all in matching bright red...
Flat tops?
No, they're all ladies, so it's all bright red jumpsuits.
Yeah. Oh, they're the ones with the bazookas on their shoulders. Yeah, I've seen them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's them. Yeah,
oh,
that's
amazing.
And then they're sitting all in a row, and they've got little sort of people, captains, leading them.
Yeah.
And they were chosen, and this is a quote, for their beauty and ideology. And what they do the whole time that the North Koreans, even when they get to the stadium, the whole time they're doing this. So imagine that for 2 hours. You've got to sit next to that.
And sounds like they're off to Munchkin Land.
They're being happy because they have to smile and sing at the same time. Now, these performers have done a lot of good work in North Korea. They performed at the Supreme Leader's birthday party. Oh, Every Christmas they perform at Missiles by Candlelight. and they're just having a great time.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Now, Grant Denyer, you've been lucky enough to have a lovely weekend with your kids because you've been doing a lot of filming, you've been doing a lot of work, you've been in and around, but I believe you've had a wonderful outing as a family.
Possibly the best dad there ever lived right now because I have found the best thing for a family ever. I have rediscovered the sheer joy of a family trip to the tip. Everybody.
The tip.
Yeah.
Now, when you say the
tip, don't underestimate the power
you mean
of this.
The tip. Yeah.
Yeah, like a refuge centre, I think is what they call them now, don't they?
Yep.
No expense spared at Camp Denyer.
Now, this is...
Before
you knock it, right, you've never seen the sheer joy of two kids when I yell, "Hey, kids, are you up for a trip to the tip?" They will literally jump off their iPads and scream in excitement, right?
I did used to love going to the tip with my dad as a little kid.
See?
I did.
Had you forgotten how magic that is?
Yeah, I was a little tip rat. I loved it.
A tip rat? Is it to drop off or to pick up?
Tip rat.
To drop off and pick up.
To drop off.
No, but so you drop off and then you find treasure.
Yeah, exactly. You load up the ute, right? And so we'll any excuse we can possibly get because it becomes the greatest Denyer family outing ever. So it might be some leftover cardboard, might be a broken toaster, does not matter. Off we go.
Yeah.
So forget about Dreamworld, forget about SeaWorld. Mm. Right, the excitement is that fever pitch, right? As we pull you back up to the big hole in the ground at the tip, everyone climbs onto the back, we all grab a piece each, and you just chuck it like a mad person into the giant hole, right?
Yes.
They love it. They can't get enough of it. And if they've been good, we always say you're allowed to take something that's glass so you can smash it because – They love it, right? So we'll throw something. It might be a picture frame. It might be an old vase. It might be something that just explodes once it lands. Because like so, okay. my daughter,
like halogen lights.
Didn't you tell me the other day that that Scouty stabbed Sailor with a fork?
She did. Yep. She pretty much prison shanked her in the neck with a fork. Yeah.
I kind of feel like this behaviour may be encouraging that kind of behaviour.
Hey, responsible guys, parenting, is that what you're saying?
Go smash a lamp, but don't stab your sister. I feel like there's a fine line there. I don't know. It's very confusing.
No, I'm breeding healthy children. Don't worry about that.
The second they're old enough, they're going to roll you up in a carpet and Sopranos style.
Pretty much. Where's Daniel? Yeah, the soon as he disappears, go to the tip.
Hey, guys. The back of a use.
I'm in the hole. Let me out. It's starting. I love you. I'm sorry.
Let's get into this. Whoa-ho-ho. Those so Today exciting. FM Black Thunders are back on the streets, driving you to work. If you want to get your free ride to work, there are three cars, the M. Rusciano, the Grant Denyer, and the Ed Cavalli, to todayfm.com.au to register, because they're all different, the cars, M.
Yeah.
And when you register, you say which car you'd like to take you to work.
Yes, you'd want the M. Rusciano to drive you, because at least my car has stuff in it. Yours is just, the seats are just covered in plastic.
That is actually not true. So you should go and have a look, because the...
With sad pop songs playing in the background.
The Cavalli car is a rollicking good time.
What's in the Cavalli car, mate?
Look, I told you, there's a lecture, there's an Alfred
Just
Albert
some soccer
Camus.
Jerseys on the seats as yeah. covers.
Yeah. And you got to take your shoes off before you get in it, for sure. Yes.
And have
Sports
a shower.
Sports station's playing.
You have to have a shower, obviously, before you get in.
Obviously.
There's no talking.
No.
There will be no talking.
Yeah, is the wireless locked on AM in your car as
no,
well?
No, it's on Today FM.
And strangely, good. You have to leave some of your pubic hair for your yarn doll collection that you have.
No, there's a plastic bag. There's a little plastic bag for you to put it in.
Because you like to make those little dolls at home.
If I don't make them, they're not cool. So, Jen from Castle Hill. Hello, Jen.
Hey.
Now, Jen, you are in the M. Rusciano today.
Gotcha.
That's unfortunate.
I am indeed, yes.
And are you just living your best life right now?
I totally am. It's definitely a great start to the week.
What have you had so far? Because you're getting a ride from your home in Castle Hill to all the way to work in the Today FM Black Thunder, the special M one. What's happened so far?
So we stopped off for some fancy McDonald's coffee because I can't start my day without a coffee, and my favourite cafe probably wasn't open. So that was the drive-through trip that we had.
Yes.
Just a soy latte. Okay, and
where are you off to now?
Chilling out in the car, you know, listening to you guys. Enjoying the morning.
How many feathers have you sucked in your mouth just trying to talk?
Have you been getting toots?
No, I'm all good. I think it might be in my hair a bit, but that's about it.
Are people seeing you going, oh, my God, it's the M. Rusciano? Are people tooting you and waving?
Just yeah, definitely. Everyone's doing it. I think we got a cheer from the Macca's guys as well, so that was good.
Wow. Yes.
And is it true that you're getting a mani-pedi now? Is that true?
I am. We're about to go do that, which is great timing because I was in need for one. So
it's the kind of treatment you get from the M. Rusciano Black Thunder.
Medi Spa, North Sydney. Okay, we'll check back in with you a little bit later on, Grant. Yes.
I was wondering whether she was just missing out playing a Family Feud board game or two. Oh, she would be missing out because she's not in the Grant Denyer.
Why would you want to play a board game in a car, you little gnome?
That's good. Oh my God.
That is a shame.
So Australia's favourite game show.
Is it?
Sitting back.
Yep, it is when I say it is.
What does the survey say on that? Should I check the ratings?
You know the surveys are official when it officially says that it's Australia's favourite game show.
Really?
Don't question the science.
I'll be checking that. Can I get the numbers on all the game shows on Australian television, please?
No, don't give them to her. We're Australia's favourite. I didn't say we're Australia's most popular, okay?
todayfm.com.au if you would like for us to continue to bicker. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I went to the movies yesterday with my 16-year-old daughter and we saw Lady Bird. Mm. And I highly recommend the film. It's fantastic, especially if you finished high school around the late 90s, early 2000s.
What's it about?
It's basically about the last year of a girl's high school, year 12, and she's figuring out where she wants to go and who she wants to be. And her mum and her have a very volatile relationship, close but not. And it's got all the music. Like I said, it's of that era, of our era. When if you were finishing high school in the late 90s, you'll love it.
That's great. And it's nominated for Academy Award and you're doing a really good thing, which is you're trying to see all the best picture nominees before the awards. And so you're diligent with this. So I imagine that when you're there with Marcella, you guys are very close, but I imagine that you are concentrating on this film because it's something that you've been excited about seeing as well.
You know, we have been. And Marcella studies media. She wants to work in the movies. So we're sitting in the theatre and the movie starts and we're 5 minutes in and the guy sitting next to me turns to his girlfriend and says, oh, I'm so bored.
I hate that.
Right? And then so I just look at my cello and then he keeps going, why am I here? This is just, I don't even get what, who is she? And he was, and I was glaring and I was, and the whole, and he did this the whole time for 90 minutes.
I can't stand that.
And he kept chatting and I just, I was in
torn. What did his girlfriend say?
His girlfriend kept talking back. No. And then PS girlfriend, I saw him on Tinder halfway through flicking.
Ooh.
Like, I'm going to say that right now. This guy, I don't know. I'm assuming they're on a date, but I don't know for sure, but he was definitely doing some lefty-righty swiping action halfway through the movie.
Sitting next to Barnaby Joyce.
No. Cast of a date. And so I'm sitting there the whole movie. 131060, should I have said something? And have you said something to someone in the movies if they've been behaving poorly?
Come on.
Poor movie behaviour. Because I chose not to.
Really? That has surprised me. Because
right?
I thought you'd be in there early, hard.
Yeah, and I went going through so many emotions. Because first of all, it's Make It Rain Monday, guys, so if you call them with your opinion, you get $200 cash.
Yeah.
Annoying movie behaviour, what should I have done? Because I was going through, it's going to ruin, there's going to be tension between us for the rest of the movie, and I'm going to be a little bit aware of that, and my daughter also is aware of my public outbursts. But then
I've only done it once.
Hold that, because I want to know when Grant Denyer, pushed Grant Denyer over the edge in a moment. Yep.
So I was hoping you would allow me right now a chance, a do-over.
Are you like a do-over?
Yeah. So if we could just have some movie.
So we're now in a movie theater.
You two can have an annoying conversation.
So, geez, Family Feud's going well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really topping the ratings at the moment. Really proud of the show.
How bad's The Chase?
I mean, sorry,
what?
Hey, we're at a movie right now. You've paid $40 to have a conversation. I'm trying to focus. Please leave, dickheads.
Just trying to talk about Andrew O'Keefe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
not so bad about that.
We're at a movie. That's enough now. I'm going to have you removed.
Listen, woman, your glitter cannon is hitting me in the face.
Okay. So unbutton a polo shirt button, doll. Right, obviously, it's cutting off circulation.
Yeah, why did you bring your own microphone into this movie theater? We don't need a song every time something happens on the screen.
I feel so much better. 131060, annoying movie behavior. Have you gone someone in a theater? It awkward? What should I have done?
131060M.
Went to a movie yesterday. The guy next to me talked all the way through it. I spent the 90 minutes thinking about fantasizing about confronting him, but I didn't want to make it awkward. I mean, and then I went to say something as he walked out.
Good.
But they got up and left. Like, they left as soon as the movie bang, done. And he just was complaining. I saw Lady Bird, by the way. Great. Highly recommend. And he was just complaining the whole time. It was boring. And then I'm pretty sure got on Tinder halfway through and he was there with his girlfriend.
Oh, that's ugly.
So who has said something? Dana. From Glen Alpine. Dana, now, did you tell someone off in the movies?
I sure did. I have this happen all of the time, and it gets really annoying.
Yes.
I've had this couple talk in the movie cinema the whole time, like you, Em, and I went down to their aisle, and I said, look, you guys need to stop talking or leave.
Wait, whoa.
you got out of your seat?
Yeah, so they weren't even sitting next to you?
No.
That's
they were a couple of aisles in front, and I got up and I went down there. And I told them to stop talking because I'm not paying to see a movie if they're going to talk.
Did you get a standing ovation? Like, you know the end of Top Gun?
Yes.
You know the end of Top Gun where they're all clapping? Did everyone clap you when you did it?
No.
Did they shut up?
The best it was, they actually got up and they walked out. So they
clapped
and left. The standing ovation or the clap is the best experience in the world. Like, I'm not a fighter. I don't challenge people. You've only got to look at me to realise that. So I pick my targets, but I had some people behind me who were just chatting the whole way through, and I gave them a couple of shushes.
Oh, you shushed?
Shushes were coming from other areas in the room, so I felt supported. And then at one point, I just turned around and said, you know what? If you keep this up, I'm going to throw you out myself.
And
the whole place just erupted. It was like, yeah, good on you, man, good on you, man.
Oh.
But you know who it was behind me? They were two 11-year-old girls.
You pick your targets well, Joel. You know your limits.
You could have at least thrown one of them out.
You are an animal.
Oh, no. Jerry from Glenmore Park. Do you tell people off of the movies?
My pet hate is when somebody's on their phone and I can see the light in the corner of my eye.
Yes.
Oh, I hate it. You do not need to check your notifications while the movie is on.
I think it's not, it's not looking good if people are doing that for the movie,
is
it?
That's true. Do you say anything, Jerry?
Absolutely. I will flick my popcorn at that screen. I will throw popcorn at them and I will just say, stop it. Stop it right now.
Amazing.
Well, those who still have... who have the keystroke noises on their phones, so every letter they type goes...
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I saw the Tinder screen, so he was doing both. He was double burying assholing. Joel, hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. What, did you have to tell someone off at the movies?
Yeah, it's actually my best mate and I haven't seen a movie with him for 5 years because he wouldn't stop talking.
Now, what do you mean?
Any friend but my best mate.
Black band.
He's a film critic now, but but back in the day, he just would not shut up. We were watching an Avengers movie, and I like the Avengers and all that sort of stuff. And he was like, what do you think is going to happen now? Oh, this is so funny because this happened in this movie. I'm like, I don't care. Shut up. It's the movie.
I love
like,
that.
That is terrible. My lovely mother-in-law is like that. She's the type of person that halfway through a movie will turn and go, who are all of these people?
My husband does that.
What have you been watching? You been watching?
Oh, he does the same thing. Where will it happen through a movie? Like, so what does he do again?
Yeah.
Like, have you not been watching this whole time?
She's like, that guy in with the crazy cars and the black outfit, what's his name? That's Batman, Janine. That's Batman.
Sarah Cronulla, you work at the movies.
Oh, Sarah.
Yes.
Yes. So we get people all the time. Em, I don't think you should have spoken to him. I think you would do the right thing. But you should have just gone to the staff and just said to them, excuse me, he's talking. Our job, we actually have to come in and kick them out if they're being distracting. One time I had these people complain about these kids making out. I had to come with a torchlight and say, excuse me, can you stop making out or is it going to have to leave?
I didn't know there was professional shushes at the movies.
No, neither did I.
Oh, this has changed my life.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody, make it rain Mondays. Watch the sunset over the Harbour Bridge at Opera Bar, where you can talk. Australia's best beer garden. Everybody's getting $200 Opera Bar cash just in time for Valentine's Day. Well played.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
When Mimi falls apart New Year's Eve, when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Yeah.
It sure is. Look, obviously, last night, pop star Tiffany was evicted from the jungle. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, continuing on. And earlier she called through and we asked her if she agreed with Anthony Mundine's extremely homophobic and disappointing sentiments, and I'm sad he was given a platform to even voice them. What did Tiffany have to say?
I don't agree with his opinion, and that's okay. I mean, we had a lot of these discussions in camp, to be honest with you. I think, you know, I think sometimes in friendships you can agree to disagree. And that's not my personal view at all.
I don't think you should be friends with a homophobic monster doll. Now, moving on, Sarah Jessica Parker versus Kim Cattrall. Now, this has been something that's been simmering for a long time, and it started way back, the second movie, 2010, is when we first kind of got vibes that perhaps things weren't all well between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall. Yeah. Now, the third movie was supposed to be coming out, and then we heard late last year that due to Kim Cattrall's demands, that they would not be doing the movie.
Okay.
And Kim Cattrall kind of came out and said, she was interviewed and someone said, look, what's going on? And she said, look, to be honest, I've never been friends with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
She was terrible. She was rude to me. You know, we've never gotten along.
Okay.
And then February this year, Sarah Jessica Parker revealed she's going to replace Kim Cattrall. Stuff you, we're thinking about putting in Sharon Stone.
Good one. Oh, that's
and then
good.
Tragically, 2 days later, Kim Cattrall issues a plea for help on social media saying, my brother has gone missing. We haven't seen him in 5 days. And then the next day, very sadly, Kim confirmed that her brother Chris had been found dead.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gee.
So then Sarah Jessica Parker wrote in response on Twitter, dearest Kim, my love and condolences to you and yours, and Godspeed to your beloved brother.
That's public? That wasn't a DM. That was a public.
That was a public
support. Okay, everyone can
support.
See it. Okay, yep.
Kim came back on the 11th of February and to Twitter and Instagram and tweeted, first of all, I don't need your love or support at this tragic time, at Sarah Jessica Parker. And then she took to Instagram and wrote, my mum asked me today, when will that at Sarah Jessica Parker, so tagged her,
so she sees it.
That hypocrite leave you alone. And then Kim directly says to Sarah Jessica Parker, for her millions of fans to read, your continuous reaching out is a very painful reminder of how cruel you really were then and now. Let me make this very clear, if I haven't already. You are not my family. You are not my friend. So I'm writing to tell you one last time to stop exploiting our tragedy in order to restore your nice girl persona.
Jeez.
Oh.
Whoa. So what there's been no is, response okay. to that. And it's a very tragic thing. And Kim feels as though she's not heard anything from Sarah for years.
Now.
And now publicly she reaches
Jeez.
Out. So that's, I mean.
That's broken, that is.
It is very broken. And okay. I think has been broken for a long time. So I found that very.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Interesting.
Okie doke. That's entertainment. Oh, no, let the sting do it.
Yeah. That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
8:10, here we go. We gave it away the other day, $10,000. Grant Denyer, official game show host of our show. Who have you got for us today?
We've got Lisa from Camden on the line. Lisa, congratulations,
Hello.
You've made it through.
Hello, Grant. How are you?
I'm good, Dale. You excited?
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, we're trying to play for some money here, hopefully $10,000. What would you do with it?
Oh, take the family on a holiday.
Nah, good call. Where would you go?
Anywhere other than Queensland. Not that I don't like Queensland, it's just the last place I went.
Oh, you want something a little bit different. Well, let's see if we can get you kick-started. All right, so you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks?
I am.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter P, okay? P for pineapple. Okay. For
yep.
each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to $10,000. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Lisa, P
okay.
is your letter. Let's go for it. Name a confectionery item.
Popcorn.
A female music artist.
Pink.
A Broadway musical.
Pirates of Penzance.
A shampoo brand.
Pantene.
A mammal.
Pig.
A website.
Pass.
A herb.
Pass.
A language.
Pass.
Oh. Tough run at the end there, I'm afraid. But that should give you a total of...
They're still adjudicating.
They're still adjudicating.
500.
Yay! 500.
What are we helping with?
Sure, Lee's pump it up, babes.
You sure do. Now, are we allowing Pass to be a website?
Sure.
Because
yeah,
I've just put it into Google, and I believe it's a Korean website, which is probably the one that you were thinking about, is it not?
I think I was thinking about the Olympics.
Yes.
You were thinking about the Olympics. There they go. Yeah. The North Korean cheerleaders think it's a website.
And Lisa gets $200 Opera Bar cash.
Yes, she does. Of course she does. So well done to you, Lisa. Well played. $500 there with Alpha Bucks. If you
thank
wanna,
you.
Thank you. If you want to have a go, you can always go to todayfm.com.au and register yourself. Now, with you, you're right.
Coming up next.
Yes.
Our job as broadcasters is to talk about what you guys are talking about, to talk about what's in the news. And one particular topic keeps coming up, and I keep getting more and more uneasy talking about it. It's the Barnaby Joyce situation. And I guess the three of us want to have a bit of a round table with you, Sydney, and find out, you know, what you're feeling about it, if you actually care about it.
Yeah.
A new allegation has come to light today that there was, in fact, perhaps a confrontation between the two women. Mm. I'm a bit,
Well, the bit I'm reading today is that apparently there was also a free property given to the Deputy Prime Minister by a local multimillionaire.
Yeah. That's what I... hold that pin in that.
Pin in that.
Coming up after this, we're going to be talking about Barnaby Joyce, and I want you guys to all get involved because we want to know if you want to hear about it. That's really what we care about.
Care?
Yeah.
And if you do care, do you
why?
Care? Yeah, why?
Yep.
Actually, let us know now. 13:10:60, the Barnaby Joyce thing. Do you care? And is it because he's Deputy Prime Minister or because it's salacious? 8:13. As you said before, Maroon 5M, our job is to reflect what's going on in the world and Sydney. And now by this Barnaby Joyce thing, still on the Telegraph today and all over the Today Show and everything, it's still bubbling away.
Mm.
But we keep having a chat, you, me and Grant, about if we are going to talk about it, what are we going to talk? Which aspect would we talk about? And do any of us care, and which aspects do we care about?
And why? I think the big one for me is why does everyone care? And honestly, if we're being honest, it's the gossipy part of it. It's the titillation. It's the fact that he has allegedly had an affair, and now news has come to light that perhaps last April, in fact, his former wife, Natalie, stormed up to Vicky, his new partner, and called her a homewrecker and had a go.
Confronted her.
Okay. And my concern is this now has become about the two women and Barnaby is out of the spotlight. And in my opinion, we should be focusing down on Barnaby Joyce's job as a politician. And has this affected the way he's governing
what I'm interested in.
Our country?
That's what I'm interested in.
Yes.
And so, Grant,
let's not get distracted.
So what's your concern, Ed?
Well, hang on. If anyone who's – so put yourself in his position for a second. You've got this woman at work that you're having an affair with and you've got a family at home. Mm. So already, if anyone has ever been in that situation, it's already affecting his work. Of course it is because there are times when that's what he'll be talking about at work. His work is being Deputy Prime Minister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we find out that she loses her job in his office when the pressure comes from the Prime Minister's office to go, oi, Barnaby – You're with your media advisor secretly. She's got to go. And he resists that.
Mm.
Right. So now we've got a Deputy Prime Minister who is talking about that at work in and around the Prime Minister's office. Well, that's not his job.
Not running the country. Yeah.
Then he finds out he's a New Zealander. This guy has got a lot on his plate, which is not his job. Then we find out today, which is in the Daily Telegraph, that they're saying that there's a multimillionaire who gave a free rent-free property to the Deputy Prime Minister and his lover when Barnaby phoned him to ask, hey, mate, hey, multimillionaire, do you have a place for me to stay? See, this is not what his job is.
The Nationals.
Yeah. This is not his job.
No,
his job is to wear a hat, walk around, and pretend he's running the country.
Well, the Nationals are meeting today to discuss his future. So that is reassuring. Jeez. That apparently there's
a lot of pressure. It feels pretty late.
It does.
Where was this before it was in the papers?
Yeah.
So having said that, though, relationships do change and evolve a lot. It happens to a lot of people who do find love, even though they might be with someone and they move on and they can go on to live, you know, happier lives and both parties can be happier. But you're saying not while he's in office.
No. And that's the thing that of course marriages end, one in two. Of course people have affairs. Of course, you know, and all of us, we're not perfect, but he is the deputy Prime Minister, and there have been occasions where he has been the Prime Minister because Malcolm Turnbull's been away or on holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
But I constantly, my moral compass, I feel yucky talking about his daughters and his former wife and his mistress who is heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
For me, it doesn't sit well in my gut.
Yeah, I understand.
And I said to you guys today, we were going to do a phoner on, you know, did you confront the other person? We're going to do a breakfast radio thing. Our boss loved it. Everyone loved it. But the three of us went, oh, feels a bit weird. So we want to ask you guys, how do you want us to talk about this? How do you want the three people you wake up to in the morning to discuss this, the biggest news story in the country at the moment?
Lauren from Avalon. Lauren, what do you think?
Hi, guys.
Hello. No, thanks for joining us. What do you think on this whole situation? Which bit of it reckons you?
Well, that's what I was saying, that call me crazy, but I want my politicians to have morals. It's crazy to put it out there. I want them to just take it on board of the general of us. It's what we expect. Why can't you behave like that? That's what I want to follow. We expect footballers to have moral codes. They all get blamed. Can't we even expect our politicians to have it? I think what he definitely needs to get is all. I don't want to be about the women anymore. I want to be about the situation and him and his choices and her choices.
Yeah, right. I agree, Lauren. I agree
with
you.
He was parading on a high moral ground. Of course, he wouldn't support marriage equality.
Good
and
Grant.
Then now,
that's
obviously,
the big thing.
His, you know, when you look at him and his approach to the institution of marriage, then does he have anything to stand for?
And he had a by-election. Let's not forget that. He had to have a by-election. And if this had come out before that by-election in New England, because he was a New Zealander until
would
a few months ago.
Would he have been re-elected?
Well, yeah. Then the parliament is a very different place.
Yeah. And the other layer, add to that, is the hypocrisy. That's the other layer on top of this. He's spouting morals and not applying them to his own life. 13 10 60, a lot of calls coming through. We'll take them next.
Do you care about this Barnaby Joyce situation? And if so, which aspect of it? Because as Em said, the focus now more sort of moving towards the women, I think, and I think that you guys agree with me, gets out of the way of what actually matters, is that the Deputy Prime Minister has been spending a lot of time doing something that's not his job.
Yeah, and that's where I think the focus should be. And increasingly, we're kind of swaying more toward the gossipy side of it. But let's not take our eye off the ball of the person supposedly, you know, running our country.
Yes, for a lot of the time. Okay, so have we got Aaron of Windsor? Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Joel.
What do you think? Are you tired of hearing about it? How do you want us to talk about it?
To be honest with you, I'm actually really tired of hearing about it. This guy's employed to do a job for the country, and I don't believe we should be getting his wife and his children involved in this situation. You know, they're not at fault. It's not, you know, they shouldn't be spoken about in the public eye like that. Because,
do you think he should be stood down? Do you think he should be stood down?
It's sort of really difficult because there's so many situations that he's dealing with at the moment, which is a bit wrong.
Would you vote for him if you had to vote for Barnaby Joyce tomorrow? Would you vote for him?
To be honest, no, I wouldn't. Mm. I wouldn't vote for him.
Look, in his defence, he's very good at helping out with employment. If his mistress loses a job, he finds her another one straight away.
Also an animal lover. Too.
And he's done it twice. Yeah, I mean, he will not let this girl not have a job.
Should put him there, maybe. Minister for Employment.
Minister for Employment. Yes. So long as he's... Yeah. This is exciting, Em and Grant, because we are joined in the studio... But I can't believe it's been 20 years.
I know. And this is amazing because I sent a little Facebook message on Friday and said, hey, Chen, what you doing on Monday?
You did.
And look what's happening now.
Bachelor Girl, a.k.a. Tanya and James are in the studio. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Everyone.
So good.
Now, this is so good.
Tanya, I understand Elvira and Grant Tanya has inspired the Bachelor Girl reform.
I know. Is this true?
Can you believe that?
No.
Look, honestly,
how?
Sydney Opera House gig 2016, Grant said on the side, Tan, you know the media have been most interested in you performing tonight. I said, no way. Okay, let's put the band back together.
I love that's all it took.
So glad to hear that.
We actually did feel really good. Had to do it again. James and I said, let's start writing some songs together. He came to see me in Stockholm. Got a bunch of songs. Here we are with you.
That's
this
so
is the first
exciting.
Radio performance
really?
Of a song we did 20 years ago.
No,
yeah.
But no. Until we get to know the new material, you know that all anyone wants to hear is Buses and Trains. And she had 90 hits, actually.
90.
Just give us a rendition. Ed, in fact, remembered.
Never give myself permission to shine.
So I should have said it was Ed, not Tanya. That's me now. Here I go.
What a song!
I had misattributed that to Tina Arena.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that happen?
It could be compared to worse people. Really.
Exactly.
Thanks for that.
But you're not. You're just both small and
ethnic. We love Tina.
Yeah, we love Tina.
That is very much your song. And Thank you. Buses and Trains inspired our very own Em Rusciano to do...
Tanya knows.
Yeah.
Her own version of this.
You know what's really funny? The fact that my catastrophes in love ended up being your death song for your children.
Yes. I write a letter to my children every time I go away, just in case I die of all life's little... gems I want them to know.
Yeah.
And then I put into Tanya's song.
Yeah.
Here we go. Did I walk under a bus or get hit by a train? Did I look really hard on my funeral day? Did everyone cry and get drunk on champagne? But enough about me. I need to explain. Goes on to say,
gorgeous.
Don't trim your pubes, all the important stuff. Em, how do you do that? Cry.
What?
I've been trying Breaking to do that, that all my life. That was just so smooth.
Just because my voice broke up. Nothing to it. We're not technically great.
We have. James is here. He's got the world's largest keyboard. And you and Dennis.
It's about James too, Joel. You're having your comeback as well. It's your moment.
Now, I'm distracted by the you can easily distracted by the size of things.
Oh, yeah, no, that's absolutely right.
Does that
right.
give us an insight into you?
Oh, goodness, yes, man. I'm a girth man, always have been. So, Bachelor...
Oh, God!
On keyboards...
Jesus. He's doing some music talk now, guys.
Keyboards. Let's go. So, Bachelor Girl, head to bachelorgirl.com to keep up to date. There's new music coming out. There's going to be...
And don't forget about... No, well, actually, James just... The website's under construction.
Oh, for
what the hell? Get it together, woman.
Sorry. We can't do everything at once, okay?
No. We're in early. We're on ground level at the moment.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, all
keyboard,
the socials.
Does that keyboard do websites? It's big. So, we ready? You're going to sing Em? You doing BB?
I'll do some BB.
She's doing that. Come
all right,
on.
BB. Okay. Here they are. You'll be able to see this video up on our Today FM Facebook
page. She didn't ask me to. I'm just going to do it.
Oh, yes, I did.
Here is Bachelor Girl with their fantastic hit, Buses and Trains. featuring Emily Siano. With Buses and Trains. Go to their Facebook page.
Amazing.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Don't throw to me mid-song. No rehearsal. Darling, going, sing.
That was good.
I thought I'd just bring my best 6 a.m. voice for you all.
You were hot, babe.
Excellent.
And so good.
Needed the vocal Italian
I held
support
your balls
on the
side.
Tanya and James, thank you so much for coming in, Bachelor Girl.
Thanks,
there
guys.
Is new stuff coming.
Thanks,
stay on their Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page, the Today FM Facebook page.
Today FM Black Thunders.
Back once again.
Back on the streets of Sydney.
Yes, they are back once again.
Today, so exciting.
Isn't it, though? Todayfm.com.au, our Black Thunder carpool. You can register and you can get yourself driven to work in one of our three Black Thunders, specially tricked out for our personalities. Today it was Jen from Castle Hill who took yours to work. She got a mani-pedi. Mm-hmm. She got
unicorns,
free coffee, unicorns.
Glitter, cannons, feathers.
Yeah.
I did push hard for topless waiter. I was told that was sexualizing men. So I'm sorry about that. But, I can't wait to see what your car's decked out with.
Look, we've been speculating all day, but I'd like to see the Denyer on the road tomorrow. So I don't know if that choice has been made.
Mine comes with a complimentary helmet, which is not a statement about the quality of driving you can experience.
Oh, that's very, very good.
Good, mate. Where can people register, Eduardo?
todayfm.com.au. This is legit. They're back permanently, but you can get yourself in there and get a ride to work, which
and what's
is fantastic. Icicle cans of Coke.
Thank you.
Yeah, always is. But as we know, you don't put the Esky too far near the car because when you open the boot, they all fall out. You've got to push them further back.
Former Thunder driver, guys. Former Thunder driver.
How I got my start in radio, if you can't tell.
It's cloudy.